Recently, much of the attention on the budding casino industry in Massachusetts has been focused on Foxborough, where multi-billionaire casino developer Steve Wynn has been trying to drum up support for a casino across from Gillette Stadium. Now his main competitor for the Eastern Massachusetts casino license is doing the same in Boston, as Caesars Entertainment ratchets up its effort to win a casino for Suffolk Downs. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports on Caesars, the Las Vegas company run by a man with Massachusetts ties.
Welcome to the Chief Executives Club of Boston.
Many of the business leaders at this Boston College luncheon already know the CEO of Caesars Entertainment. After all, Gary Loveman is an MIT-trained economist who worked at the Boston Fed and was teaching at Harvard Business School when he left in 1998 to work in Las Vegas.
And when I left the classroom, I went to Harrah's the next day. I had 14,000 employees. And in Las Vegas, let me assure you that the word professor is a pejorative term.
Loveman turned his academic chops into industry cachet. He brought analytics to Harrah's customer loyalty program, which is now considered the industry's gold standard. Loveman became CEO. Harrah's has since merged with Caesars. Now the company he heads wants to open a casino in the state where he still lives. Loveman tells the audience, which includes Boston Mayor Tom Menino and the state's top regulator, Martha Coakley, that residents will feel less apprehension about casinos once they see them up and running.
If we were to meet again in a few years, a lot of that hysteria would have subsided. We would find, hopefully, one of the best here in the city of Boston. Thank you.
Loveman is saying very little about the proposed development. Caesars went public last week, and he says he's not allowed to talk about specifics yet. Some analysts have looked down on the IPO, saying Caesars has way too much debt, upwards of $20 billion. And one reason the company isn't sitting prettier is because of a big missed opportunity, Asia.
They're already behind the eight ball compared to their other Las Vegas counterparts.
Bill Beatty is the editor-in-chief of CalvinAir.com, which claims to be the world's biggest gambling news website. It's based in the Philippines for a reason. Asia is booming. The Chinese gambling bastion of Macau alone has revenues that are six times what Las Vegas does. And Beatty says Caesars does not have a casino there.
If a gambling company doesn't have a gambling license to do business in Macau, they're doing the shareholders a major disservice.
Now, Caesars is planning 25 gambling operations elsewhere in Asia over the next 5 years. The company is also investing in internet technology with the hope the U.S. legalizes and regulates online poker. So with those big growth plans into new markets and all that debt, why does Caesars want a casino in Boston themed after an old-school horse racetrack?
Caesars is a company that has followed what you might refer to as a McDonald's strategy.
That's Bill Edington, the head of the Gambling Research Center at the University of Nevada, Reno. He says Caesars is very opportunistic and has partnered with many smaller gambling operations across the country, partly because it has the best loyalty program. The more places for its members to go, the better. And if a new part of the U.S. decides to legalize expanded gambling, Edington says Caesars wants to be there.
Their expertise in terms of operations and in terms of developing a strong market is almost unexcelled in the gaming industry, and I'm sure they will bring that to the table if they're the successful bidders in Massachusetts.
Suffolk Downs' Chip Tuttle says Caesars Entertainment has a 5% ownership stake in the proposed casino, so the company is not putting down the cash as much as bringing the expertise and some local savvy. CEO Gary Loveman still commutes to Las Vegas from Wellesley.
Now, Mr. Mayor, you'll be pleased to know that we're very fond of Boston. If there's going to be a casino in the eastern part of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, we think Boston's a pretty good place.
Loveman may be hoping his familiar face appeals to business and government leaders trying to guide the Commonwealth into a new and unfamiliar industry. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.